奉耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
大家好。
Greetings to everyone.
感谢主。小弟是赵明阳。
Thank God. My name is Ming Yang Zhao.
现在是真耶稣教会的传道人。
I'm a preacher in Trinity Church today.
非常高兴今天能够为主耶稣来做见证。
I'm very glad I have this opportunity to bear my testimony to everyone.
我们非常乐意把主耶稣所赐给我们这个家庭的大恩典来跟各位来分享。
We're very pleased to be able to share my family story with everyone today.
小弟是生长在一个传统信仰拜佛的这个家庭。
I grew up in a Buddhist family.
我在1959年出生。
In 1959, I was born.
好的，小弟也喜欢讲，我今年56岁，不要猜我65岁。
And I like to joke that this year I am 56 years old. Don't think I'm 65.
其实我是头发白一点，这个脸孔看起来还算是一个年轻人。
Even though I may have white hair, but I think I still look pretty young.
虽然头发白了一点，但是我内心非常喜乐。
And even though I may have gray hairs now, but my heart is still very young.
好，那言归正传了，我们现在要来为主耶稣做见证。
And with this, I'd like to continue with my testimony.
我的母亲她生了我以后，过两年她又生了一个弟弟。
And after my mother had me, after 2 years later, he had my younger brother.
我这个弟弟叫做赵四海。
And my younger brother's name is Shi Hai Zhao.
他现在也是我们真耶稣教会的传道人。
He too is also a preacher in Trinity Church today.
那为什么我们的家庭会来信耶稣呢？
Now, why is it that our family will come to believe in Jesus Christ?
就在我母亲生了这位弟弟赵四海以后
It is after my mother had conceived my younger brother.
她患了一种病。
She had a strange disease.
医生没有办法来断定那到底是什么病。
And the doctors could not diagnose what kind of strange disease that this was.
他起先就是觉得好像是感冒，头重重的啦，身体不舒服啊。
At first, she felt like her head was heavy, followed with a lot of flu kind of symptoms.
原来想说家里又添了一个丁啊，就是又生了第二个男孩子，应该是很高兴的。
And at that time, everyone will be overjoyed to have another male child in the family.
但是我们这个家庭啊，只高兴了一个月。
But for our family, we were only joyful for 1 month.
就因为我的母亲生病。
Because my mother became very sick.
这个欢笑的这个光彩呢，很快就过去了。
And all that laughter and brightness was chased away.
然后全家都陷入这个愁云疑雾当中。
And the whole family sank into the dark gloom of despair.
医生既然找不出到底是什么病。
And the doctors couldn't diagnose what her disease was.
她的病就越来越严重。
And her disease became more and more severe.
虽然服用了很多的药物。
And even though she had taken on a lot of different medication.
但是呢，因为无法对症下药，所以她的病就越来越严重。
Because they were just shooting in the dark.They didn't know what kind of medicine to apply to her.
那到最后就转而向这个神明来求问。
And so later on, she had no choice but to look for some type of idol gods to help her.
那因为我的母亲她的病呢，服了很多的中药，又服了很多的西药。
And for my mother, because she used both Western and Eastern medicine.
她的胃就给打坏掉了。
And so her stomach lining was destroyed.
所以吃东西呢，消化不良又无法吸收。
And so she had a hard time digesting food, intaking food, or processing food. She had a lot of gut problems.
所以那个病就越来越严重。
And so her illness became more and more severe.
那么当一个人束手无策，已经走到尽头的时候。
And when a person has reached the end of their ropes,
就会想到神。
They would think about God.
但是那个时候我们的家庭是一个拜佛的家庭。
By that time, since we were just a Buddhist family,
所以就到处去求神问佛。
All we could do was to look for other Buddhists or famous idols around that we could pray to for help.
啊，所以在大街小巷啊，这个大庙小寺啊，都去找。
And so we would go to all locations in Taiwan, whether it be a small village or a large area, no matter what, we would look for famous idols for help.
那么到庙里去求问的时候呢，通常在台湾的情况是，他就把那个烧过的那个香灰啊，咬了，包成一包，叫我们回去要和水喝，说这个便会好起来。
And no matter which temple we went to visit,After they burn the incense to pray to the gods on our behalf, they would then take the incense ashes, stir it in, and put it into a sash. And we would bring home the sash and cook in water.
啊，这是传统信仰所用的治病的方法。
And this is their method of treatment for illnesses.
那今天我们有一点理性的人，我们会发现说，其实这是一个垃圾啊。
And for those of us who have a rational mind, we know that when they use these things, it's just putting more garbage into your body.
那这种垃圾，和水以后喝，怎么能够当药来用呢？
And if you take this garbage and stir it into water and then drink it, how can you use that as medicine?
所以我母亲啊，说起来也是很可怜的。
And so my mother was indeed very pitiful.
哎，因为她生病吃了很多药，那个胃呢就好像一个药柜子、药橱子一样。
And so because she had taken so many different drugs, her stomach became like a cabinet of drugs.
哎，所以她的病呢越来越严重。
And so her illness became more and more severe.
那现在又糊了这么多的香灰，啊，把那个垃圾给我往肚子里吞了，那个胃又变成了垃圾桶。
And then later on, since they had, every time she went to pray to an idol god, they would give her these ashes to...swallow, and so now her guts became not just a medicine cabinet, it became a garbage pail.
虽然是很虔诚在拜这个神，但是这个信仰不对，啊，也得不到真正的医治。
Even though my family was very devout and God-fearing, but because we worshipped the wrong God, we were unable to get relief.
那这个时候，我的父亲也是非常的着急。
And that time, my father was also very anxious.
哎，他就到处去啊，问啊，看看有没有什么样，这个民间的偏方啊。
And so my father tried all different methods, and he asked for any kind of secret formulas, anything that could heal my mother.
因为这个汉民族啊，华人啊，他们非常看重那个所谓的偏方，所谓的祖传秘方。
And so in the Eastern Asian societies, they really believe in ancient secret formulas, something that has been passed down through family and generations that maybe nobody knows about.
啊，就是说传统的啊，这些中药的这个药方啊。
And so these would be the so-called traditional methods of curing diseases.
那我父亲那个时候因为啊。只是做一个小生意啊，这个收入也是不多。
And that time, my father had a little business, and so his income was very small.
啊，而且还要照顾太太。
And so he not only had to sustain our family, he also had to use the money to take care of his sick wife.
而且还有两个幼小的孩子。
And also to take care of two little children.
啊，他实在是无心于这个生意呢。
And so he really was very destitute.
那么因为家里啊也贫穷啊，为了医治我妈妈的病呢，我父亲也跟人家借了不少的钱。
And to in order to heal my mother and also to take care of our family, my father really borrowed, took on a lot of debt.
那么有一天他去访啊，他在街头啊做生意的时候呢，他就到处去问，他就遇到了一位很有爱心的一个老人。
And so when he went to ask people everywhere for help, to ask for advice, one day he met a very loving old man.
我父亲跟他问这个有没有什么祖传秘方。
My father asked him, is there any secret formula that your family knows of?
那个老人家呢，他就跟我父亲呢， 说了一体的啊，这个组成秘方。
And so this old man gave my father their family secret.
而且他说是不用花什么钱的。
And they said that this formula is something that is free of charge.
啊，我父亲想说，现在花钱花的已经怕了，又没钱了，所以现在这个不用花什么钱的方法，当然他乐意的要试试看。
And so when this old man said their formula is completely free of charge, my father was delighted because he had already ran out of money.
啊，我们各位可能都永远都想不到这一帖秘方到底是什么。
And I would think that many of you cannot guess what this formula was.
他说有几样这个中药哈，你要去抓这些中药来。
And so, what he said was, you have to go assemble some of these Chinese medicine.
但是这个药方里面啊，最特别的一个东西。
But there's a very secret ingredient to this formula.
主要的这个药材。
And the most essential, crucial element.
什么东西啊？
And what is that?
猫的大便啊。
It is the cat feces.
我们连听都听不都没有听过，而且这个是笑话。
And you would think this is ridiculous. We never heard of such a secret formula before to heal illnesses.
但是你看一个人如果他病得快死了，他什么方法都试过的时候，那现在跟他讲这个方法，你要不要试试看？
But imagine this. If you're so destitute, you had no money left and no hope and no ropes left, what would you do?
啊，当然要试试看。
Of course you're going to try.
啊，何况那只是很小的花费啊。
And plus, this is only a very little money that you would have to spend.
但是我们要知道，你要抓猫比这个抓老鼠还要困难。
But you have to understand, if you didn't have a cat, it's very hard to nab a cat.
啊，我父亲一边高兴啊，但一边也在烦恼说能不能抓到猫。
So my father was glad to hear the secret formula, but at the same time, he was worrying about how he can capture a cat.
啊，那最后真的费了九牛二虎之力啊，这个满身大汗，他抓到一只猫。
And so through a lot of troubles and trials, he finally, with a lot of sweat, finally captured one cat.
他就把这只猫放到这个桶子里面。
And so he put this cat into a container.
啊，希望这只猫啊能够有所贡献。
Hoping that this cat will be able to lay the egg that is needed.
啊，所以他隔天早上啊起床赶快去看看。
And so the next morning, he got up quickly to see if the cat had laid something.
结果他去看的时候，哎呀，什么东西都没有。
And when he went to see, oh, there was nothing there.
啊，昨天晚上啊，太紧张了，把猫放下去说，忘记用一个盖子把它盖住了，所以人走了以后，猫就跑掉了。
He had been so anxious last night that when he put the cat into the basket, he forgot to cover the container, and so the cat already escaped right as soon as he left.
所以现在想起来啊，这也是主耶稣的恩典。
And so after we thought about this, we actually thank Lord Jesus.
虽然我们还不认识耶稣啊。
In the time that we did not even know Jesus yet.
但是主耶稣他已经在看顾我们。
But Lord Jesus had already been watching over us.
不然的话呢，我母亲那个胃呢，你看看，已经变成药橱子，又变成垃圾桶，那现在岂不是又变成马桶了吗？
So then, otherwise, my mother's stomach.First was a medicine cabinet, then later on became a garbage pail. Then thirdly, it would become like a toilet if we were to put in the secret formula he recommended.
这听起来好像是一个笑话。
And for us now, it sounds like such a big joke.
但是这已经告诉我们，当一个人他找不到真神，没有依靠的时候啊，他任何的方法，不是方法的方法，他也要把它当成是救命的保命符。
And so this...teaches us when a person is at the end of his ropes and facing death, no matter what method that sounds so ridiculous to them, it could be a lifesaver for them.
所以当我们活在这个世界上，我们不认识天上这位创造宇宙万物的真神。
And so they become very ignorant and foolish in trying all different methods. So it's likewise today when we don't know the one true God in heaven above.
在我们的生命中这位神并没有参与我们啊，他无法成为我们的依靠。
And if in this life we never come to know this one true God, and we never have Him involved in our daily life,
我们不认识他，我不懂得去信靠他。
And we don't know him, we don't understand him, we don't know how to rely on this one true God.
所以我们很多人的遭遇呢，他的苦难呢，就变成一种灾难了。
And so many of the trials and tribulations we face become such a tragedy.
所以人不认识天上的神，无法来信靠他，实在是一件非常可怜的事情。
And so it is indeed very pitiful and sad if a person never finds God, the true God, in their lifetime.
好，那就在这个走投无路的时候。
And during this time of this most worst moment of despair.
其实有很多长辈，我们的亲属哈，他们来探望我母亲的时候，他们共同的一个点，一个共同点呢，就是说，这个病人呢，大概是没什么希望。
And so many of our relatives or friends, especially the elderly, when they come, they will surmise a conclusion that there's not many days left for my mom.
那我母亲她心里也这么想。
And my mother herself thought that she was coming to the end of her life.
我一个人这样生病，我自己也是很痛苦。
She thought to herself, I am suffering alone, and it is indeed very troubling.
那么为了要医治我的病啊，要不断的借钱。
And it is not just suffering for me, but because of my illness, it causes the family so much financial troubles and put us into so much debt.
并且一个人生病，全家都跟着来连累了。
And when one person suffers in the family, the entire family is dragged into the suffering.
就他那个时候，他就感觉到生命没什么意义。
And so that time, she suddenly felt.That life has no meaning.
他就想要自己的方法去结束生命。
And so she started contemplating ways of ending her life.
那么有一天的晚上啊，他就趁着我父亲不在的时候。
And there was one night when my father was out.
他已经准备好了，以前传统在背孩子的那个布条巾，准备好了。
She had prepared this this cloth that.Used to be used to help carry babies.
那以前老旧的房子都是木造的，那上头呢有那个梁木。
And for those olden houses back then, there was a lot of heavy wooden beams across the top of the roof.
他就是要用那个布条筋，甩上去拉下来，勒自己的脖子。
On the inside of the house.And she was planning to use this long cloth to swing it over the wooden beam and hang herself with it.
但是就在那个紧要关头啊，她想说再回头看一下这两个小孩子。
And she was about to do that, but at the most critical juncture, she turned back to take one last glance at her children.
我母亲已经病了一年。
My mother had been sick for a year by then.
我三岁，我的弟弟一岁了。
I was 3 years old, and my younger brother was 1 year old.
当他一转头去看的时候
，And when she turned around to take a look at us,
他就掉下眼泪来了。
Tears started to drop down her eyes.
说人生的这个遭遇啊，竟然到了这样，这个尽头了，这个无法可施的。
And she said that for a person to reach this type of stage in life, there is no more hope left.
那我自己一个人走了，好像看起来我的痛苦可以结束了。
And if I were to depart from this earth, yes, I could end my own suffering.
但是呢，就会留下无限的伤痛呢，给家里的人。
But this will leave unlimited suffering for the remaining family members.
他都没有想去，他都没有去想这些了。
And she had not thought about this at all.
那么他也想说，这两个孩子。变成没有妈妈怎么办呢
？And so then she further pondered, what would happen to these two children who have no mother?
那么事后啊，小弟也针对这一点也跟我母亲跟他问的比较详细一点。
And I also asked my mother this question later on in more closely.
就是小弟比较大一点的时候，我就跟他问这一点。
When I was older later on, I asked her this question.
他提到说是因为母爱，他不忍心。就把这两个小孩子给放下了。
And at that time, she explained to me it was because of mother's love. She could not harden her heart to leave this earth and forsake her children.
不过我们也相信，这应该是主耶稣的爱都一直在保守我们。
But I also firmly believe that this was the love of Jesus Christ in keeping, preserving our family together. Because if it was in the plan of Jesus to call us into his kingdom, then for sure he will keep us from all dangers.
那本来我的父亲是很乐观啊，他想一直要积极的来寻求一些药方啊，来医治我的妈妈。
And at that time, my father had always a very positive outlook, and always hopeful that one day he'll be able to find the solution, the antidote to my mother's illness.
啊，那我母亲她也打消了这个用自己方式来结束生命的这个念头啊，就打消了。
And my mother got rid of this notion to kill herself.
那我父亲就想啊，那这太太的病啊，肯定是好不了了。
And so my father thought to himself, my wife's illness for sure would not recover.
哎，但是这两个小孩子怎么办呢
？So what should I do with these two children?
我父亲就想了一些话来安慰我的母亲。
So my father used some words to comfort, console my mother.
哎，他对我母亲说，如果你这个病啊，对吧，不能好起来呢，那我。也打算说我这辈子就不再结婚了。
And he said to my mother, if you never recover from your illness, I will promise and swear that in my entire life I will never marry again.
那我母亲问就说那这两个小孩子怎么办呢
？And then my mother asked, then what would happen to these children?
哦，我父亲说我会把他们安排到孤儿院。
My father said, I will put them into the orphanage.
那我一个人赚钱，把它存起来，以后给他们当教育的费用。
And I will work on my own and save up money for their education later on.
这样的安排，这样的话语呢，这是我母亲在那个时候所能够听见的，最能安慰她的话。
And this type of words was actually the most comforting words that my father could speak to my mother at the time.
啊，那夫妻两个人就相拥。啊，拥抱呢，那就一直哭泣了。
And for my mom, it comforted her a lot. And then they held each other in their arms and just continued to cry in their arms.
因为我的长辈哈，他们来探望的时候，都是跟我父亲提醒说，你大概要准备后事了。
And all the elderly people who comes, they would always advise my father that you need to prepare for your wife's demise.
啊，因为看起来啊。从过去的经验，可以知道说这个病已经很严重。
Because from the past experience, it would seem that her illness is indeed very severe.
那我的父亲，当时虽然，想说还有没有什么方法可以来想一想。
My father still thought maybe there's something we can do.
事实上已经走到路的尽头。
But actually, he has tried everything that he knew of.
但是有一天呢、啊，我的母亲呢、啊，就突发奇想，她就想，还有一条路可以走走看。
But then suddenly, one day, my mother had this thought: there is another way.
那么至少我们要再努力一次吧。
Maybe we should try again.
哎，她就是要准备去借一大笔的钱要来医病。
And what she was prepared to do was to borrow a large sum of money.In order to see if she can be healed from medication,
就把它当成最后一次的努力。
And she would treat this as her final attempt.
去找最大的医院，最好的医生，请他用最好的药。
She would use this vast sum of money to go to the largest hospital, find the most famous physician, and to use the best medication to see if she will recover.
那他就叫我来了。
And then so she called me.To go to her.
到隔壁去跟那个房东太太啊借钱。
She told me to go to the landlord's wife and to borrow this sum of money.
那么要借的钱呢是当时候的200块。
And at that time, she told me to borrow 200 Taiwan dollars.
哎，那个时候啊，那个米啊，一斗米才几块钱。
And back then, $200 is a lot of money because even for just one bushel of rice, it's only a few pennies.
那这200块啊，在一般人听起来，哇，这是不小的数目。
And so for anyone, if you were to think at that time, 200 Taiwan dollars at that time is an exorbitant large amount.
那小丽就去了，我说，哎，房东婆婆啊，我妈妈叫我来借钱了。
And so I just did what my mother asked me to do. I went to the landlord's wife and said, my mother sent me to borrow this much money.
三岁小孩不会赚钱的，但是会借钱。
It is actually kind of funny that a three-year-old child who doesn't know how to make money was able to go and borrow money.
其实我那个时候也不太懂事啊，不知道是借钱是怎么样。
Actually, at that time, I was, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't even know what it meant to borrow money, but I still just said those words.
这是人的尽头。
Because we had reached the very end of our wits.
但是非常奇妙。
But miraculously,
这正是神的起头啊。
This is the critical turning point for God.
因为那天我去到这个房东太太的家里啊，正好她有一个妹妹呢。那一天也来了，在他的家里。
So that very day when I went there, it happened to be that the landlord's wife's younger sister had come to visit her.
那平常的时候，小弟会去，他的妹妹也会来，但不一定碰到了啊。但是现在，这个我们遇见了，我又表明说要借钱。
And so, usually when I do go over to the landlord's place, I hardly ever meet up with the younger sister, but somehow in that very time, we were able to coincidentally meet up.
并且要借200元，哇，这是不小的数目。
And it happened to be that I was trying to borrow money, especially $200, which is a really vast sum of money at that time.
那这个房东的妹妹呢，正是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And it happened to be that this younger sister, the landlord's wife, was a member of the True Jesus Church.
她问，为什么是小孩子借钱，而且是借了这么一笔大的钱呢？
And so this younger sister asked two questions. Why is it a child coming to borrow money? And second question, why is this such a vast amount of money that he's trying to borrow?
她的姐姐就告诉她说，这个孩子的妈妈生病很严重。
And this older sister explained to her that this child's mother is severely ill.
哎呀，这位真耶稣教会的信徒，她很有爱心。
And this True Jesus Church member, she was quite loving.
她一听到我母亲生重病。
And when she heard that my mother had a very terminally ill in illness,
她有具有那种爱人灵魂的心呢。
She had this heart of love, the heart of compassion to love the souls of others.
她就认为这样病痛的家庭应该要有主耶稣的恩典。
She felt that this type of family that was suffering from such pain should receive the grace from Lord Jesus Christ.
所以她就带着我就到我家里来跟我母亲做见证。
So she accompanied me back to my home and she started to testify to my mother.
我母亲躺在床上。
My mother was lying on the bed.
开始跟她介绍耶稣。
And so this sister started to introduce Lord Jesus Christ to my mother.
我母亲心里想，这位女士我们也跟她不熟识啊，但是她呢，这么有爱心到我家里来传福音。
And my mother thought to herself, we're strangers, we don't even know this lady, yet she took the time and effort to come here to tell me about Jesus Christ.
信耶稣能不能好起来，那是另外一回事啊。但是这个信耶稣的人的心是很好的。
Now, whether or not this Jesus figure can really heal my illness is another matter. But she really was touched by the love of this lady to be able to come over and to be able to willing spend time to care for her.
所以我的母亲首先就是被她的爱心给感动。
And so, primarily, my mother was touched by her love.
那么她又讲了一些，耶稣是救主啦，信耶稣啊，能够得着灵魂得救恩啊，等等这些道理。
And so the sister shared with my mother that if Lord Jesus is a savior, if you are to pass away, he will save your soul. You can go to heaven and all sorts of such gospel message.
但也是主耶稣啊，开启我母亲的心眼跟她的耳朵，她就能够听明白。
And it was also amazing because at that time, Lord Jesus opened the hearts and ears of my mother. So she was able to receive the message.
那主耶稣感动她， 她就愿意啊到教会来。
And so Lord Jesus touched her heart, so she was willing to accompany the sister to our church.
但是她那个时候躺在床上啊，要下床都很不方便。
But at that time, because she was so weak, lying on the bed, it was hard for her to even get off the bed.
好了，那一天是星期五，那么他们就邀约隔天安息日啊，星期六安息日要啊到教会来。
And that day was a Friday, and so the next day was Saturday, which is the Sabbath day. And so they had made the agreement that they would come to church together the following day on Sabbath day.
那么他就隔天就真的到教会来了。
So the next day, Saturday, my mother really went to the church.
那个时候啊，在台湾的嘉义啊，嘉义教会信徒数啊超过一千人。
Now that time, this was the True Jesus Church in Mia Yi, Taiwan. The membership was over 1,000 people.
大家都有非常热切的爱心。
Everyone had this zealous love within.
所以当我母亲去的时候，大家一直为她祷告。
So when my mother went there, everybody knelt down to pray for her.
而且那个时候我母亲呢，她才二十几岁了。
That time, my mother was only 20-some years old.
那因为病了一年，憔悴，脸色不好看，她又包了这个头巾。
Now, even though she was so young, but because she had been ill for over a year, her face was very pale, and she had this shawl around her head.
那个时候啊，教会的信徒就误以为她是一个年纪大的一个婆婆。
And so people, the members of the church at that time, some of them mistaken her to be maybe a very old lady.
所以我们可以想知道，我们那个时候我母亲呢，她身体的状况应该是很不好。
And so you can imagine what state and condition of my mother's health was that she was mistaken as an old lady.
因为耶稣啊，他已经定义啊，要来拣选我们。
But because Lord Jesus had destined in His purpose and plans that my family will be saved.
救恩要临到我的家。
And that this gospel of salvation was to be preached to my family.
所以他也赐给我母亲呢。有那个单纯的信心。
And so he gave my mother a very simple faith.
那么星期六来啊，隔天的星期日呢，啊，到星期一，星期一就是，这个灵恩布大会开始。
Now it happened to be after that Saturday Sabbath, on the following Monday, 2 days later, it was the beginning of the spiritual convocation at True Jesus Church.
布道会的时候。传道人都是讲一些比较浅显啊，这个基本的道理。
During the spiritual convocation in the evenings, we would have evangelical nights where the gospel would be preached in a much easier understanding level to the newcomers.
那么主耶稣也开了我母亲的心耳，她听得也清楚。
And Lord Jesus opened my mom's ears so she could understand the message of the gospel.
然后呢，他就报名要接受洗礼。
And so she signed up to be baptized during that spiritual convocation.
但是我的父亲他不答应。
But my father was unwilling to grant her wish.
我们真教会的洗礼呢，是按照圣经看来，应当是要全身入水，在活水中受洗。
And so according to the Bible, in Trinity's Church, we believe that baptism needs to be a complete immersion into a living water.River or ocean, to receive the correct baptism according to the Bible.
那个时候就是1962年的，应该是1962年的11月进入冬天的。
At that time was 1962, winter.
那溪里头的水啊，都是冰冰凉凉的。
And all the water in the rivers or the brooks, they were all icy cold.
我母亲她病了一年，在夏天的时候呢，她还要在床铺上要垫着被，还要盖着被，然后她在棉被里头啊，有时候还会冷得发抖。
So just to let you understand how weak my mother was, even during the hot summers of Taiwan, my mother would even have to lie on a blanket.And covered by another blanket, and even this was enough. She would often shiver while she was still in between the blankets.
那现在是已经进入冬天了，要全身入到水里头。
But now imagine she had to be completely immersed in water baptism, in icy cold water of winter.
她的病又是这么严重。
And her illness is so severe.
所以我父亲他不答应。
And so my father, out of love, did not want to grant her wish to be baptized.
但是我母亲她的信心很坚定。
But my mother has such great and simple faith.
那可以说是主耶稣赐给她的。
We believe this faith came from the Lord himself.
她对我父亲说。
She said to my father,
这是主耶稣给我的机会。
This is the opportunity the Lord Jesus gave to me.
竟然是这么的奇妙。啊、叫我的孩子去借钱，正好是真耶稣教会的信徒，他听到了，他就把这个福音传给我们。
It is so miraculous. Just when I asked the child to go borrow this money, that the sister happened to be there to be able to preach this gospel to us.
这是耶稣给我机会。
And isn't this not the opportunity that Lord Jesus gave us to be saved?
我现在这个基本的道理呢，我听清楚了。我受洗是为了灵魂得救。
I have already understood the message of salvation, and it says that even if I die, after baptism, I know I can be saved. My soul can go to heaven.
如果再等下一次，在半年以后呢，我可能不在了。
And the purpose of believing Jesus is to have salvation in the afterlife. And so, if I don't take this opportunity right now, maybe the next spiritual convocation when they have word of baptism, I'm no longer on this earth.
这是耶稣赐给我的机会，我要把握。
And so, if this opportunity is given by Lord Jesus, I'm going to take hold of it.
那我父亲就不再阻挡了。
And so, my father relented and allowed her to get baptized.
啊，那感谢主啊！那一次呢，啊，我跟我弟弟啊，还有母亲，我们三个人就一起报名啊，然后我们也接受了洗礼。
So we really thank God. And that time, my mother and taking both of our kids.The three of us, we were baptized together.
我母亲她见证，她全身入水起来，她那个整个心情的心境的改变啊，她做了见证。
And so my mother testified to us how her when she went into the water baptism, when she came out, what complete transformation in her heart she experienced.
她说，原来在这个心上好像有一个石头压住，但是随着在施洗的时候呢，这个石头就随着水就流走了。
She felt as if she used to have this heavy rock pressing into her chest, so burdened. But when she went into the water, she felt that the stone was cast away from her and floated away in the river.
从水里上来以后，他就觉得他自己变成一个新人了。
And when she came up out of the water, she felt she was a new creature.
感谢主啊，他的病呢，就每一天都在进展当中。
And then we could see clearly from that day forward, every day her health improved.
慢慢慢慢就好起来了。
And slowly she improved and recovered.
他能够下床，当然能够开始做家事了。
She was able to come down from the bed. She was able to do household chores.
感谢主啊
Really thank God.
啊，我现在又像一个有妈妈的人了。
I became like a boy with a mother again.
那么奇妙的事情是，信主满一年，我的母亲她又生了一个弟弟。
And the miraculous thing is, exactly 1 year after she believed in Christ, she had a third baby.
那么过了十年呢？她又生了一个妹妹。
And then 10 years later, my mother also gave birth to a baby girl.
我们家就三个兄弟，一个妹妹。
And that is why in our family today, we have 3 brothers and 1 sister.
那我爸爸呢，他就跟我这个老三弟弟哈，一起受洗。
And so my father and my third brother then was baptized on the same day.
他们两位就慢我们呢一年的时间。
And so the two of them didn't get baptized. They were baptized a year later than we were.
那就是证明说受洗完不久的时间，主耶稣就让我母亲的病好起来。
And so this proves that not long after my mother was baptized, Lord Jesus completely healed her.
而且她能够正常的怀孕，也把孩子生出来。
And she could even give birth to a healthy baby twice.
这是主耶稣的恩典。
And this is the blessing of God.
当我们还小的时候
And when we were little,
大概五六岁的时候
5 or 6 years old,
大概信主两三年的时间
after we believe in Christ, maybe 2-3 years later,
稍微懂事了
after we became more astute,
我们几个兄弟都喜欢躺在妈妈的怀抱，就听她讲这个见证。
And the three brothers, we would often like to lie in her bosom and listen to her tell the story over and over again.
那个时候小弟还有很深的感受啊，我母亲因为躺在她的怀里，那她讲这个见证呢，讲讲讲讲，她就哭了。她哭的时候，那个眼泪就滴在我们的脸上。
And as we lay it in her bosom while she's telling us her testimony, I had this distinct memory that her teardrops would drop down, and it would even drop onto my head and face.
那其实我的母亲她没有读书，没有读过书。
Actually, my mother is illiterate and uneducated.
啊，没有受过什么教育。
She has never gone through any kind of educational institution.
她大概只能够写她的名字。
And she can only write her name.
那么那个时候就想说，哎呀，这妈妈每一次她讲的故事都一样。
And so at that time she was thinking to herself, every time she tells us at nighttime this story, it's always the same story over and over again.
那我就想说，这个妈妈哈，不会讲故事，又爱哭。
And I thought to myself, this mother doesn't know how to tell any other story other than this story. And every time she tells a story, she's such a weepy person, always crying.
但是那个时候会发觉到说，母亲她每一次讲这个见证，她都是会掉眼泪。
But there's one thing that really touched me very deeply is that every time she told a story, tears will come out of her eyes.
那么最后她也会讲几句话。
And later on, she will conclude by saying these few words.
她说，没有耶稣就没有妈妈。
She would say, without Jesus, you would have no mother.
现在有耶稣，所以你们有妈妈。
No Jesus, no mommy. And now you have Jesus, you have mommy.
你这两个老大老二，如果没有耶稣，就没有妈妈了。
And then she said, especially these two older boys,Brothers, if there was no Lord Jesus, you wouldn't even be here. You wouldn't have mothers.
那没有耶稣的话，就没有老三、老四了。
And without Jesus, there would be no number three and no number four.
这一切都是耶稣的恩典哦。
So everything is a blessing of God.
我们全家都在耶稣的恩典里头。
That our whole family can be under the blessing of God.
他还勉励我们说，你们长大要。记住主耶稣的恩典，要为他做圣工。
And she always reminded us, when you grow up, you need to repay God's love and remember His love to our family.
我母亲每一次讲的就是这个见证。
And every time my mother spoke, it was always the story.
所以我现在都可以记起来，不用打草稿就可以见证。
So I can repeat the story from memory so easily, and never have to look at any notes.
那么慢慢长大。的时候呢，我小弟在读高中的时候啊，在学生联会啊，第一次把这个见证讲出来。
And slowly, when I grew up older, the first time I told this story, my family story, was in high school.
那个时候也在讲的时候也感动。
And when I was giving that story at that time, I was deeply touched.
那才是真正去体会到为什么那个时候。母亲讲这个见证，她就会掉眼泪。
And that time I understood why every time my mother told us her story, she would weep.
的确，没有耶稣，我不知道我现在身在何处。
It is true. Without Lord Jesus, I don't know where I would be wandering around the world today.
没有耶稣就没有妈妈。
And if there was no Jesus, there would be no mother today.
小弟跟我的弟弟呢，那就要被送到孤儿院。
Yes, me and my younger brother, we would have been sent to the orphanage.
但是因为有耶稣，有了妈妈。
But with Lord Jesus, we now have mother.
所以我跟我的弟弟就不用去孤儿院。
And so me and my brother didn't have to go to the orphanage.
因为我不是孤儿。
Because I am not an orphan.
有耶稣，所以我不是孤儿。
With Jesus, I'm not an orphan.
那么慢慢长大以后。
And after I steadily grew older,
我的母亲非常看重我们的信仰。
My mother greatly valued having a good faith.
她不能够讲什么高深的道理来教育我们。
She couldn't tell us any lofty doctrinal faith things for us.
但是她非常看重我们幼小时候的宗教教育。
But she did value and place emphasis on having religious education for us as we grew up.
每个星期日一定会带我们到教会来接受宗教教育。
And every Sunday, she would always bring us to church, make sure that we would attend the religious education classes at church.
我们也体会到这个道理跟主恩典的丰富。
And we experienced this doctrine and the grace that comes from this abundant truth.
我跟我的弟弟没有去孤儿院。
And me and my brother did never went to the orphanage.
后来我们长大了，我们去神学院。
Later on, as we grew older, we both went into a theological seminary.
这是感谢主耶稣的恩典。
And we really praise and thank God.
因为我们家庭得到主的恩典特别的多。
And because our family has received so much abundant blessings from the Lord.
我们兄弟两个来献身为主做工，都不足以回报。
And so the two brothers, for us today to give our lives to Him, is nothing compared to what He has given to us.
我还是记忆很深的母亲所说的那句话。
And so it's always imprinted deep into my heart what my mother said.
没有耶稣就没有妈妈。
If there is no Jesus, there would be no mommy.
因为我有耶稣，也有了妈妈。
Because I have Jesus, then I have mommy.
家庭非常的健全，也很温暖。
And so the family can become so warm and perfectly whole today.
我的母亲有八个孙子。
My mother now has 8 grandchildren.
因为我们四个兄妹呢，一个人都生了两个孩子。
Because for 4 siblings that we have, we each had 2 kids.
我母亲现在已经75岁。
My mother now is 75 years old.
而且她身体还健康，她的白头发还比我少。
And her health is quite good. She has even less white hair than I do.
她也非常快乐的，但是每一天呢，有机会她一定会做见证。
And she's so joyful every day. Every day whenever she has the opportunity, she will make testimony.
她只是讲她的见证。
She just speaks of her own testimony.
蒙主恩典的经过。
And how God's grace came into her life.
我们真教会的信徒应该要多多的来传福音。
And members in our true church must have this mission to be able to go and preach the gospel.
这位传福音给我们的这位姐妹呢，其实小弟并不认识她，也不知道她叫什么名字。
And the sister who remains unknown, we don't know what her name is or who she is, but she's the one who preached the gospel to our family.
但是我知道她是基督忠心的跟随者。
But this we know of her, that she is a faithful follower of Jesus Christ.
她随时都有那种怜悯、关爱人灵魂的心。
She has this constant heart of compassion to care and have mercy for those around her.
当她听到我的家庭可能会因为我母亲离开，这个家庭会破碎的。
When she heard about a possibility that my mother may die and that this family would end up broken,
她就生出耶稣基督那种怜悯的心来。
She stretched out that hand of mercy that Lord Jesus had.
她在我们这个家庭看见了她的责任在哪里。
She touched our family because she felt the responsibility on her shoulders to pass that message to us.
我想她当初一定也不知道说这样传福音，这个家庭就会来信耶稣。
I'm sure that time she didn't know whether or not her preaching would bear any fruit, or if we would come to believe in Christ.
这个病人会好起来。
Or that my mother, this terminally ill person, would actually recover.
会恢复一个健全的家庭。
And that this whole and perfect family will once again be healed by God.
她也万万不会去想得到这个当初去借钱的小孩子跟他的弟弟后来长大了会进到神学院。
Perhaps she would never have thought that this young child 3 years old and his younger brother will one day both grow up to be preachers in a Trinity's church.
这一切都是主耶稣的恩典。
And all these are the blessing of God.
而且呢，我们可以知道说在神的全能底下福音 它会有无限的可能。
So we can understand from the story that under the absolute power and sovereignty of God, anything is possible with God.
因为这是出于神的作为。
When the gospel is preached, it is through the power of God that comes forth. So anything can happen.
这位传福音给我们的姐妹，如果当初她想一想，她只是为我们滴了两滴这个同情的眼泪，那与我何干呢？与我何益呢？
And if this sister that time just maybe shed some tears and after she heard about our sob story and just went away, because she knows that she has nothing to do with our family.
那个时候我们需要不是同情，而是要把耶稣介绍给我们。
It would not have helped us because what we needed was not any compassion or any kind of empathy. What we needed was Lord Jesus.
只有耶稣的爱跟他的全能才能够挽救一个即将要破碎的家庭。
Because only Lord Jesus' hand and power can actually heal a family that is broken.
所以这个姐妹她做了她该做的事情。
And so this sister simply did what she was supposed to do.
她就是这样传福音，但是主耶稣就让这个家庭来得到拯救。
And so she just simply passed on the message of gospel salvation, and God used that vessel in order to save a family.
真的要感谢主。
And so we really truly thank God.
这一切都是耶稣的爱。
Lord Jesus, that this is all out of His love that He has called us today.
我们乐意为他传福音。
We are very willing to serve Him and to preach for Him.
因为我们知道有很多人都有这个需要。
Because there are many people today that need this gospel.
人人都需要救恩。
Everyone needs the true gospel of salvation.
我们愿意把主耶稣所赐给我们的生命来献身于这个福音的工作。
We're willing to give the rest of our lives into this holy work of saving souls.
小弟也想起了在圣经里面主耶稣对门徒所说的一句话。
And I also remember one word that Lord Jesus once said to his disciples.
每次小弟读到这段经文的时候都特别有感受。
And so every time I read this verse, I get very touched.
这个时间背景就是主耶稣跟他亲爱的门徒呢即将要离别了。
And the context of when Lord Jesus spoke this was about the time when Lord Jesus was about to depart from his disciples.
那么他的门徒呢依依不舍，而且呢心里有很多的忧愁。
And the disciples were very sorrowful at heart, and they didn't want to let him go.
但是主耶稣告诉他们。
But Lord Jesus promised them something.
我不会撇下你们不管。
I will not leave you as orphans.
在约翰福音的十四章十八节。
In John chapter 14, verse 18.
这里主耶稣说。
Here Lord Jesus said.
我不撇下你们为孤儿。我必到你们这里来。
I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you.
这个是意思是说，主耶稣他钉十字架，成全了救赎的恩典。
And this says that when Lord Jesus is crucified on the cross and fulfilled the salvation plan of God.
第三日他又复活了。
On the third day, he resurrected.
然后四十天以后他就升天。
And after 40 days, he ascended to heaven.
所以圣灵就降下来。
And later on, the Holy Spirit descended.
他活在天上。
And now he lives in heaven today.
他活在千千万万的基督徒的心里。
And he also lives in the millions of hearts of Christians today.
主耶稣到天国去了，他为我们预备住的地方。
When Lord Jesus went up to heaven, he went to prepare mansions for us to go to in the future.
他即将要再来。
And he promises he'll come again.
在带领我们到那个永恒的世界。
And he'll bring us into that eternal heaven above.
在那里我们要享用永生的福乐。
And there we shall enjoy eternity in our home with him.
从属世的层面来看。
From the aspect of the physical world.
小弟不是孤儿。
I am not an orphan.
从灵性方面来看。
But from the spiritual world.
我也不是孤儿。
I'm also not an orphan.
因为这一切都是有了耶稣才改变的。
Because all these have changed just because Lord Jesus appeared in my life.
本来我跟我弟弟要变成孤儿。
Originally, we were meant and destined, me and my younger brother, to be orphans.
要被送到孤儿院。
We were supposed to be sent to the orphanage.
但是耶稣的爱，他的权柄临到我们的家。
But Lord Jesus' love and His sovereignty enter into our home.
他阻止了这件事情的发生。
He stopped this tragedy from happening.
就像我母亲所说的。
And just as my mother said.
有了耶稣就有妈妈。
With Jesus, there is mother.
所以我在世上不是孤儿。
And so today, I'm not an orphan in this world.
当耶稣第二次在从天降临的时候。
And when Lord Jesus comes again a second time into this world,
他要带我们到天国去。
He promises that He will take us with Him that time.
他就是我们灵魂的父亲。
And He is our spiritual father.
他就是爱我们、拯救我们的耶稣基督。
A father of our souls. He is the one that loves us eternally, the one that will save us forever.
他就是我们所敬拜的独一真神。
And that is the one we worship, the only one true God, Jesus Christ.
他就是我们生命中的希望。
And He is the one true hope of our lives.
他是我们灵魂的救主。
He is the savior of our souls.
所以从灵性来看，我也不是孤儿。
And therefore, from a spiritual dimension, I'm also not an orphan.
因为他不撇下我们。
Because He does not leave us, abandon us as orphans.
他即将从天再来。
He shall come again one day from heaven above.
我们在天上，他也要在那里。
And where He will be, we shall also be.
人活在这个世界很短暂。
And when man lives in this world, it is indeed a very temporary time.
小弟常常喜欢拿我的白头发来开玩笑。
And many times I like to use my white hair to make a joke.
当我还年轻没有白头发的时候。
And when I was young, I didn't have any white hair.
我也时常去想这个问题。
I often ponder this question.
我生从何处来？
Where was I born from? Where did I come from?
我死将往何处去？
And when I die, where would I go?
那么我来跟去之间，我在世上这个意义跟价值在哪里呢？
And from the day I come to the day I go, this time in this world, what is the purpose of living?
人生命很快就过去。
And as humans, our lives are very brief and momentary.
人在世上不能永远活着。
And as we cannot live forever in this earth.
但是呢，当我们肉体归土，我们灵魂是不灭的。我们的灵魂要在哪里度过永恒呢？
And so when our bodies decompose to ashes, where would our souls go?
当我们在说这是我的时候。
And when I say me, I.
这是我的身体。
We're referring to our physical bodies.
这是我的一个部分。
But it's actually only one component of who we really are.
这不是我的全部。
It is not the complete entity of who I am.
这也不是我身体的全部，这只是我的胸膛。
And if I point here, it is not my entire body, it's only my chest.
什么让我们能够来说这是我的身体？
And so what can we say to refer to my body?
因为我里头有让我活着的灵魂。
Because of that soul that's allowing my physical body to really live within.
这个身体如果没有灵魂，它就变成尸体。
And if this outer shell of a body does not have a soul within, it is actually dead.
没有灵魂，活人就变成死人。
And without the soul, this person would not be living anymore. He would be a dead corpse.
那这个身体是土造的，归回尘土。灵魂要往何处去呢？
And so when we pass away, this body will decompose back into dust. And where would that soul then go to?
亲爱的朋友
Friends,
这些问题是我们每一个人都会面临的。
And all these questions we would also wonder in our hearts.
当我们离开这个地方的时候，我们要去到哪里？
When we leave this earth, where shall we go?
当生命成为过去的时候。
When the life as passes on.
有一个永恒在等待着我们。
There's an everlasting hope that is waiting for us.
请问朋友。
Friends.
你要在哪里度你的永恒？
Where would you live eternally?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
肉体之身是神起初用尘土造了我们人。
The Bible instructs us that our physical bodies came from the fact that God made us from the dust of the earth.
但是呢，灵魂是这位创造宇宙万物的生命主宰，他所赐给我们的。
But the soul was actually breathed into us by our Lord God in heaven.
他就是我们灵魂的父亲。
And therefore, he is the father of our souls.
我们要归回他，到他那里去。
And the soul shall one day return back to him.
这个中国人都有一个想法。
And for the Chinese people, they always have this thinking.
当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们要回家。
That when we leave this world, we will go home.
回家的感觉是很温暖的。
And to be able to go home is a very warm feeling.
那这个家就是在天上的家。
And this family is a family in heaven.
就是神的家。
And it's the house of God.
我们从神那里来，我们要回到神那里去。
Because we came from God above, so we will also return to God, Father.
我们要回天家。
And one day we'll return to that heavenly home.
耶稣告诉我们，他就是道路、真理、生命。
And Lord Jesus teaches us that He Himself is the way, the truth, and the life.
他就是引领我们回到神那个地方的一条道路。
He is the one to guide us back to Him.
耶稣他在世上传福音工作的时候，正是罗马帝国在统治以色列地。
And when Lord Jesus was in the world preaching, during that time, it was a time when Roman Empire was colonizing everywhere.
这个罗马帝国，它的首都是罗马城。
And so, Rome had dominated the world at the time, and its capital city was in Rome.
这个罗马帝国，它为了统治它辖区里面的这个藩属国啊，所以它以罗马城为中心，做这个放射性的。这个路线啊，它开辟了很多的道路。
And so during that time, Rome was in the center, so to speak, of the world, because from Rome, all roads, all ways, passageways to all the different kingdoms around the Mediterranean Sea was already being conquered by the Roman Empire.
条条大路通罗马。
And that's why there is that phrase that all roads lead to Rome.
罗马城。有条条的道路可以通到这个帝国里头的每一个城市去。
And through Rome, it had roads and avenues to all the different empires surrounding the Mediterranean Sea.
但是这么多的道路里头，并没有一条道路是让我们回到神那里去的。
But in all these ways, all these roads, there's not one way that we can allow us to be able to go back to heaven.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
But Lord Jesus says, I am that way.
若不是借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去。
No one can come to the Father except but by me.
所以耶稣他第一次来到世上，就是为我们安排这一条道路。
And so when Lord Jesus came to the world for the first time before, he came to arrange that path for us to return back to him.
我们要借着这条道路回到神那里去。
We need to take advantage of this way that he has opened for us to go back to him.
这条道路释迦牟尼没有走过。
And this way is not something that Shakyamuni has ever gone through to be able to go back to heaven.
穆罕默德也没有走过。
And Muhammad has never gone through this either.
其他各宗教的教主并没有走过。
And many of the other religious founders have never gone through this way back to heaven before.
那些人没有走过，他怎么带我们去走呢？
And if these people have never gone on a true path to go back to heaven, how can we believe in them that they will lead us into everlasting heaven?
人都在寻找道路。
Everyone is looking for the way.
但是耶稣说，我就是道路本身。
And Lord Jesus says, I am that way.
我就是这条往天国的路。
I am that only true way that goes right up to heaven.
我们相信耶稣，我们就走上这条往天国的路。
And when we believe in Jesus,We are on our way to heaven.
耶稣说，我是真理。
And Lord Jesus says, I am the truth.
虽然希腊帝国是被罗马帝国给灭掉的。
And even though the Greek Empire was destroyed by the Roman Empire.
但是前一个王朝，希腊的文化呢，已经普及在整个地中海沿岸的国家。
But the Greek culture had already, went into all the cultures and influenced all the cultures that time around Mesopotamia.
除了这个希腊语的通行之外
，and other than this common language of Greek language,
这个希腊化的那一种生活方式呢，也普及在人间。
the culture of the Greeks was also influencing all the society.
希腊的文化最高度的一个结晶呢，就是哲学。
And the highest point of the Greek culture and philosophy is their philosophy.
啊，所以他们也出了好几个非常有名的这个哲学家。
And therefore, there's many famous Greek philosophers.
啊，像这个亚里士多德啦。
Like Aristotle.
像这个亚里士多这个苏格拉底啦。
Like Socrates.
啊，柏拉图啦。
Or like Plato.
啊，那这个以苏格拉底呀、啊。作为啊，这个希腊哲学的鼻祖。
And so these were Socrates. These were the fathers of philosophy.
他们一直在用人的理性、脑智去寻求生命的真理。
They used the human mind to reason, the truth of this life.
他们思考人生，他们研究生命。
They ponder this life and study life.
所以发展出了一套的、啊、这个思想体系。
So they invented a system of theology.
但是我们不要忘记，人的思想呢，在我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪以后，就已经相当程度的被这个罪的权势呢给辖制了。
But don't forget, our mind has been constricted and tainted from the time when Adam and Eve committed a sin. Sin.The sinful nature has entered the world and has entered into our minds.
而且人的思想已经被罪污秽了。
And so because of this, all our thoughts has been polluted by sin.
那我们如何能够用我们这个被限制、被污秽的思想去突破有限，然后进入无限，去寻求一位真神呢？
And so how can we use this limited fleshly carnal mind?To be able to find and reason a way to find the eternal, unlimited God in spiritual realm.
哲学是研究人生。
Philosophy can only be bound to the physical world.
他看到了人生里很多的痛苦。
It only studies the sufferings of this life.
但是主耶稣说，他就是真理。
But Lord Jesus says, I am the truth.
我们人都在往真理的途中。
We are all on a journey to find that truth.
苏格拉底用他的思考要追求真理。
Socrates tried to use his human wisdom to search for that truth.
所有世界上、历史上所有的这个伟大的教育家，他们都在寻求真理。
And all the famous historians and theologians and philosophers, they're all searching for that truth.
但是主耶稣他从天而降，神道成了肉身来到世上。
Only Lord Jesus.Came from heaven above, and he came into as a man to show us the heavenly way.
他说我就是真理。
And he who came from heaven is able to teach us that he is the truth.
人都在真理的半途，主耶稣是真理的依归。
Now, all humans
真理的终结。
Humans are simply on a journey to truth. They are not the truth, but Lord Jesus Himself is the incarnation of truth.
人都在思想真理，在寻找真理。主耶稣说：“我就是真理。”
And humans are only contemplating about truth, but Lord Jesus Himself, He says, "I am that truth."
他就是真理的本身。
He Himself is the concrete manifestation of truth.
他就是我们心灵满足的原因。
He is the one that can satisfy our heart and soul.
他到世上来传天国的福音。
When he came to this world to preach the gospel and message of salvation,
就是指引我们到天国去的真理。
The truth that can surely lead us to heaven.
他说我就是生命。
He says, I am that life.
因为当时候的犹太教已经是一个污秽破烂不堪的一件旧衣服。
Because at that time, the Judaism, the Jewish faith, was like a ragged set of clothes that could no longer save.
它成为一个人的宗教。
It became a human religion or custom.
他们离天上的神越来越远了。
That drew them further and further away from God.
他们用规条的捆绑人。
They used laws and regulations to bind and restrict people's lives.
不能叫人自由。
It made them slaves instead of free.
他们拿律法要判人的罪，使人死亡。
They used the law to nail people, persecute people.Of their sins and to kill them.
没有办法带给人生命。
I could not bring life and hope to them.
但是主耶稣他说他就是生命。
But Lord Jesus says he is that life.
哎，他就是我们永恒的盼望。
He is our eternal hope.
他为我们定死，他又从死里复活。
He was crucified for us, and he also overcame death by resurrecting.
啊，他为我们定死，我们就算都死了，我们不需要再经过死亡。
And because he has been crucified, for death, he has overcome death, and now he has victory over death. So we also do not need to go through death.
他从死里复活，证明他是生命的主。
And when he resurrected from death, that means he is now the Lord of life.
就是说，生命在我，复活也在我。
And that is why Lord Jesus says, 生命在我。I am the life, and I am the resurrection.
主耶稣说，生命在我，复活也在我。
And he holds, all power over life and resurrection.
信我的人虽然死了。
And those who believe in me, though he may die,
是指的肉体死亡了。
And this is referring to the death of our physical bodies.
但是他也必复活。
Yet he shall live.
啊，这个是说灵性要永远活着。
And this is referring that to their soul that should live eternally.
所以他死为我们来代罪，他复活使我们有盼望。
And so when he died, he took away our sin, and when he resurrected, he gave us life.
各位亲爱的朋友
，So friends，
我们非常乐意来分享主耶稣的恩典。
We're very glad to share gospel with you today.
这是值得以我小弟生命的全部去拥有他的。
This gospel of truth is worth all my life to give.
这是在我们生命的自省跟觉醒，这是在我们生命的觉醒当中我们所做的最好的抉择。
And this will be the most important decision you'll ever make in your lives today.
我们已经尝到主恩的滋味了。
And we have tasted the goodness of the Lord Jesus.
我们盼望你也能够来接受福音。
We hope that you too will be able to receive this gospel of salvation.
真耶稣教会是神以他的灵所建设的得救的教会。
And True Jesus Church is a true church that's been established by His Spirit.
有真理。
It has the truth of God.
有神迹。
It has miracles and signs.
这是一个得救的教会。
This is a truly, a church that can save your soul.
也证明这是神的教会。
And this proves that this is a church belonging to God.
盼望我们能够在主的恩典当中来享受他的大爱。
And so we really hope that you can enjoy His great love along with us.
我们也非常欢迎能够到各地的真耶稣教会的教堂来查考道理。
We welcome you to attend services with us in any True Jesus Church around the world.
这道理我们已经查考过了。
And this doctrine we have studied in depth.
也请你一起来明白这得救的要道。
And we welcome you to study this doctrine of salvation in more depth.
只要我们愿意打开我们的心，主耶稣就恩典就会进入我们里面。
As long as we're willing to open our heart, then the message of salvation will be able to be understood and received within.
回想小弟的家庭信主的经过。
And after I share with you my family's story.
让我们再数算主的恩典。
We're able to recount His grace.
我们乐意为他做见证。
And we're very glad that we have this opportunity to share His mercy with everyone.
遇见耶稣是生命中最关键的时刻。
And to know Jesus is the most important critical moment of your life.
得着救恩，这是一生最美的福气。
And to receive salvation is the most greatest grace that you ever receive.
这恩典福气是开向所有的人。
And this grace is open to all who are willing to believe.
当你听到了这个福音，这个见证，也希望你能够到真教会的会堂来查考道理。
And so when you hear this story, we hope you will go to the nearest True Jesus Church to enjoy and study more with us.
我们得到了，你也可以来得到。
If we have received such wonderful gospel, you too can receive the blessings of this gospel.
因为主耶稣爱世上的每一个人。
Because God loves Lord Jesus loves every single person in this world.
我们应该赶紧的来投入他的怀抱。
We need to take action quickly to come back to the embrace of Lord Jesus.
你来尝主恩的滋味，就知道是何等的美，何等的善。
And if you are able to taste of His goodness, you'll find how wonderful and beautiful is His mercy.
让耶稣来成为你生命的主宰。
May the Lord Jesus become the presence in your life.
让耶稣成为你人生中的依靠。
And that He will be the true reliance for your life.
让耶稣成为你灵魂的救主。
And Lord Jesus will be the savior of your soul.
小弟的见证就到这个地方。
And my testimony ends here.
愿耶稣的恩典常常与我们众人都同在。
And may God's grace be with you all.
我们将一切荣耀颂赞也都归在主耶稣独一的圣名。
And may the glory and praise is all be rendered unto our one true Father in heaven above, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.